Hi, Jewel. Boy, I was sure surprised to get this tape you sent me, and I was very happy. And as soon as I got it, I wondered why it was that you sent it rather than send a letter. And then I happened to think that maybe you had perhaps missed my sugar tone qualities of my singing that I used to exhibit every time I came over to your place. And, oh, by the way, I might say that you sound very much, on your tape that is, you sound very much like Bing Crosby. And if I might say, I kind of try to sound like the old Bingo myself once in a while, but then one never knows just how long he's going to be having the sugar-filled qualities of my voice. So without any undue delay, I'll continue and try to please you and Gene and everybody that hears this. I know that you're going crazy missing my singing, so I won't waste any more time. I'm quite sure this is the only reason why you sent the tape, and here we go. Rock-a-bye, my baby, with a Dixie melody. When you croon a tune from the heart of Dixie, hang that cradle, mammy mine, right on that Mason-Dixon line, and swing it from Virginia to Tennessee with all the soul that's in you. Weep no more, my lady, mammy, sing it again for me. And old Black Joe, just as though you had me on your knee, a million baby kisses I'll deliver if you will only sing that Swanee River. Rock-a-bye, oh rock-a-bye, baby, with a Dixie melody. There may be gray skies, I don't mind those gray skies. You'll make them blue, sunny boy. Friends may forsake me, let them all forsake me. I still have you, sunny boy. You came from heaven, oh, I know your worth. You've made a heaven for me right here on earth. When I'm old and gray, boy, promise you won't stray, boy. I love you so, sunny boy. I got the St. Louis blues, I'm as blue as I can be. Lord, that gal's got a heart like a rock cast right in the sea. Oh, well, she wouldn't have gone quite so far away from me.
Well, Joe, how do you like it, huh? I'll tell you, boy, things are okay. I have seen worse. But actually, everything down here is fine, and Joan's fine, and so am I. And I really was very happy to hear from you, and particularly
via the tape, because it does seem that we do have a tape recorder down at the university. Oh yes, I'm supposed to be talking like Bing Crosby. I had this all planned. Anyway, it does seem that we had a tape recorder down at the university, and I just went there with your tape, and I took the tape recorder home one day, and now I'm sitting here at home. It's Saturday night. The date is September 29th, 1956 A.D. And I'm upstairs in the second floor of the home which we are renting, which is a very nice place, but I wouldn't buy it myself. I don't like two-story houses anymore. I've been running up and down, knocking myself out, and I'm a little bit out of shape. Anyway, things down here are fine. This afternoon we went to a football game. We saw the University of Florida play Clemson University, or Clemson College, whatever it is. And in between the play and the Dixie, they fooled around a little bit out in the football field. Everything was fine. The score ended up 20-20 tie, which is just a waste of time on the tape here. But I'll tell you, boy, when I got your tape and you told me all about Wisconsin and all about the muskie and the panfish that you and Robbie caught and about your trip up to Hayward, that really made me a little homesick, because that to me is by far the best thing to do anywhere. And although fishing down here is very good, there are an awful lot of bass. I haven't done very much fishing as of yet, although about 3 weeks ago Joan and I did drive out to Cedar Keys, which is on the Gulf of Mexico. Supposed to be a very good fishing place, and we sat and fished off a pier. We were going to go out on one of the cruises for deep sea fishing, but it seems that we got there a little late, and we didn't want to go for 1 or 2 hours, and so some other time we're going to go on a deep sea fishing trip. But we caught some fish. I mean, you talk about muskie and perch and bass and walleye. We caught some crazy looking fish that I don't know what they call them down here. All kinds of funny fish, but it was a lot of fun. And then one day we went out to another lake nearby here called Santa Fe Lake, which is supposed to be another very good fishing lake, but we didn't do fishing on that day either. We just went swimming. It does seem that out here there are an awful lot of lakes. They're all around the area, and you see a lot of people going by with motorboats hooked onto the back of their cars. And also, it seems the main fish out here is the largemouth bass, which they claim comes much bigger here than it does in Chicago, or that is in the Midwest. That I'll have to see. Someday we're going to go out real soon. The best fishing season seems to be coming up pretty soon now in fall. So we'll find out then, and I'll let you know. So far as the school goes here, it's a very nice school. The students aren't quite as smart as they are in the Midwest. That's primarily due to the fact that they're elemental and secondary training isn't anywhere near as good as it is in Chicago in that area. If you just heard a noise, that's me scratching my jaw. I need a shave. But the students are very nice. They're very friendly. They're Southerners, and in general... Hi, Joe. In case you're just starting this side of the record, be sure to stop now and turn it over to the other side and play it from the beginning. Anyway, as I was saying, from after the other side of the record, Southerners are very friendly people, and although it does seem that right here in the great little town of Gainesville, Florida, way down in the deep south in Dixieland, that's a joke, it seems that most people in town here are from the north, because it's primarily a college town. In fact, all of our neighbors are from the north. Our next door neighbor is the dean of the College of Business Administration. He's from Wisconsin. He's a jerk, so far as I'm concerned, but anyway, he's from Wisconsin. And the whole town is very nice. They have two great big theaters for white people only, and two big drive-in theaters for white people only. There are about 20% colored here, but you don't see too much of them. They have their own theater and everything. The buses are still segregated, and all the restaurants are completely closed to colored and so forth. So anyway, I'm very sorry to hear from your tape that you don't think you'll be able to make it down here this year, but maybe next year you'll be able to make it. Or maybe you'll suddenly decide at the end of this year that you can come down.
So we certainly would like to see you down here just as soon as we could, because I know you'd have a good time, and I know we'd like to have you here.
It was a little too late.
Anyway, here we go again. Joe, you probably noticed a slight break in the tape. Your voice was in there. So I'm having a little trouble manipulating this thing, not being the experienced radio man that you are. I do hope this comes through all right, though, because I think this is a very good idea, sending this tape back and forth. Also, I realize, as I said at the very beginning of this record, that you and Gene both miss my dulcet tones, and that's why I'm sending this back to you. That's why I'm recording over the whole tape. And that's also why I tried not to keep you waiting, and I gave you a little sample of what you're in store for when I get back. So far as as my own schoolwork goes, everything is fine. It's very complicated. I don't like to talk about it because I don't think anybody understands it but me, and sometimes I wonder if I understand it, but it is fine. Everything's good. The one and only reason I'm down here is to get a PhD, and just as soon as I get my PhD, I'm, as we used to say, Joe, I'm going to blow this flea box and get back up north. It's as I tell my students, sometimes I wonder who's got the accent, them or me. So it's a contest right now to see who changes whose accent, but seeing as I'm the only one that does any talking in our class, I have a slight idea that maybe they're going to end up talking like a good solid Chicagoan. Well, I'm trying to think of what to say here. There's so many things I like to say if I was talking to you personally. Oh, yes, about your Wisconsin trip. I'm very sorry to hear that you didn't catch anything at Wally's, but that's nothing unusual, and that's part of the game. That's the way it goes. You know that. As far as I'm concerned, all the fun and fishing comes in the trying, not actually the catching the fish. But as I listened to your tape recording, I couldn't help thinking of that time you and I drove up on a weekend. It was very funny every time I think of it. And catching the fish, that is. That big fish, remember? As soon as we got there, we only out of the boat about 5 minutes, and only out of the car, that is, and in the boat, and there I had that fish. I still tell people about that, only every time I tell the story, the fish gets a little bit bigger. I tell them what great cooperation we had, the smoothest landing anybody ever saw up north there. So far as the weather goes down here, it's been very nice. It has been hot. For a while, anyway. It seems that when we just got down here, the first 2 weeks we were here, they were having one of the longest hot spells that they had had in years, and they had set some kind of a record for heat. Although it has cooled off quite a bit now, and in fact, at night, it actually gets cold almost. And when I say cold, I mean it goes down to about 58 or 60, which here seems like about 35 or 40 in Chicago because of the dampness. Although it is very nice, and then in the morning, about 11 o'clock, if you stand in the sun is the worst thing down here. As long as you stay out of the sun, you're all right. But the afternoons are very nice. I'm sure that you know this, though, because you were down here yourself. I hope your family's feeling well, and be sure to say hello to Gene for me and Robbie and all the kids, and you tell them to be brave, because Uncle Eddie will be back before they know it to sing them to sleep again. And that reminds me. This is the old friend Bing Crosby, pointing to you, and upon popular request, going to sing another number. I know you just can't wait to hear this one, so here goes.
Rosie, you are my posy. You are my heart's bouquet. Come out here in the moonlight, there's something sweet, love, I'm gonna say. I'm gonna talk about my posy, yes sir.
Boy, that sure reminds me of the time you and Gene got married, remember? What a party that was, huh? Well, anyway, Joe, this is a terrific idea, recording on this tape. It saves me a lot of writing, and as you say, I remember from your days in the Navy, you're not a very good letter writer. I was going to ask Joan to say something, but at least on this tape, I don't think I'll have her say anything, because I would just like to see how this works out. If you should be over at my house, I would sure appreciate it if you would bring this bring your recorder, your tape player, whatever you call the darn thing, over to my house and let my folks hear this. And if you do, I'd like to say hi, Mom and Dad and Bud, and I hope everything's fine, and I just want to assure everybody that I'm fine, and so is Joan. We're both very happy, and of course we miss Chicago. There's no sense kidding about it. If we had our choice, we'd be in Chicago right now, but you can't have everything, and that's the way it goes. However, we will be back just as soon as possible, and the sooner I finish school here, the better. But for the time being, we're happy, and we like it down here. We have a very nice home. Although, this Christmas, I do honestly expect to be home unless something comes up. That is to say, unless I get stuck at school or something like that, which I don't think will happen. So anyway, Joel, this Christmas time now, you be sure to keep some time open, because if I do come in to Chicago, that is, we'll probably fly or else we'll take a train. I'm not going to drive. It's too far. That's a long drive for me. I don't like those long drives. But if we do come in, for sure we will get together one night and have a party, or else we'll go out, you and Jean and Joan and I, or just you and I, whatever works out. But boy, that'll be swell when we do. So be sure to say hello to everybody for me, and wish everybody well for me. And Joan and I are looking forward very much to seeing you and Jean and everybody else in Chicago in the very near future. So I'll sign off now by whistling a little song. Well, I just happen to think of one more thing that I would like to add here. In case you do get this over to my house in time for my dad's birthday, which is October the 19th, I'd like to say, Dad, I want to wish you a very, very happy birthday. And I want you to take care of yourself now, and I want to make sure that you and Mom come out here just as soon as you can, because we're really looking forward to having you.
Getting back to Winnicani just once more.